Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. His website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, we mentioned on the air that there were some books that you had available and that are out of print, and we mentioned them on USA Prepares last week, and they sold out on eBay. They had a bunch of them, and only the highest priced ones are available. And so, class, if you're interested in Dr. Shealy's books, just go to eBay if you want. And type in Norm Shealy, N-O-R-M space S-H-E-A-L-Y .com if you want to get the out-of-print books. If you want to get the in-print books, you can go to his website, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, here is something that you have been saying for as long as smartphones have been around, as long as I've known you. Here's the headline of this particular article. Smartphone dim wits. Smartphone dimwits.
I don't call them dumb for nothing.
Yeah. Well, here's what it says. Grades suffer. This is not me saying this. It's not you saying this. This is getting more toward mainstream. Grades suffer when students use digital devices for homework help. And this is out of New Brunswick, New Jersey, on study finds. It's never been easier for the average student to find a tough answer to homework questions. Okay, they do a Google search, and they get all kinds of answers. And so a study from Rutgers University, that's in New Jersey, finds that smartphones and easy access to the Internet are harming modern students' retention of information in the long run, and it's resulting in lower grades. So researchers note students who usually receive high marks on homework assignments but lower test grades, it's related to using the Internet for completing their homework assignments, you know, rather than reading the other material that they should be reading and committing to memory. Now, what would be the relationship to medicine and medical students? What would your thought be for a medical student using a smartphone for the answers, Dr. Shealy, compared to the way it used to be? What was it like, and how would the smartphone alter that?
Well, I obviously, when I was in medical school, there was no computer, all that kind of stuff. It was a medical index. It was about, 10 or 12 inches thick. And it had, you know, all the major published medical articles of the last year. And if you really wanted to find something, you had to spend a lot of time trying to find the articles that way. You had to read. And in my opinion, something about reading is more important than listening. Now, in listening can be helpful. If you've got a great professor, it's really worth listening. But if you don't have a great professor, reading is definitely the way to learn.
Okay, and in that regard, Dr. Shealy, I get a lot of emails with links to YouTube videos. And frankly, if I had a choice of getting an email with a link to an article that described the same thing as a YouTube video, I would much prefer having a link to an article than a link to a YouTube video. Because
I would say burn down 90% of YouTube. I don't listen. I don't take the time. I'm not interested.
Okay. Well, I feel good that you say that because I didn't want to be alone. I get so many links to YouTube videos that, number one, I don't have time to watch them. Number two, they take too long. And number three, I could have read that. Whatever it is that takes 20 minutes or 15 minutes to watch on YouTube, I could have read it in 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute.
Absolutely. I took the Alan Wood speed reading course back in 1961. I could read 1,000 words a minute.
And your comprehension?
Excellent.
Okay, well, I took that same course a little bit after that. I was in the 60s. It was in the 60s. And Dr. Shealy, I was reading at 2,000 words a minute. But,
wow.
But, well, don't get too excited. With zero comprehension. So I had to slow down a lot. They couldn't believe how fast I could read, but I couldn't remember anything. Absolutely true. I'm not embellishing that in one iota. But no, I did take it, and I probably settled in for really high comprehension. I was probably down around, at that time when I was pretty young, I was dyslexic, so that was one of the reasons why I took the class, and the words would jump around on the page, and it was really tough for me to read, so I probably settled in around a couple hundred words a minute, which was, you know, not too fast. It was pretty slow. Most students would start around a couple hundred words a minute, but in order for me to understand it, that's what I had to do. But, you know, now I read much, much faster than that, and so I would rather read it. And so here's what happened. On this particular study, this was in Rutgers, New Jersey. The students took part in a study over an 11-year period, 11 different classes, and they compared the test scores. So between 2008 and 2017, what they found was that in 2008, about 14% of the students scored lower on tests than on homework assignments. So what that tends to indicate is that under the pressure of a test, the students would score, 14% of them would score lower than in homework. Now, at homework, you have lots of time if you want to take the time, and you've got all kinds of study materials. And so naturally, you think that homework assignments, if the students actually did them, would score higher than on tests. Now, in 2017, so 11 years later, from 2008, 14% of students scored lower on the test than on homework. In 2017, 55% scored lower. Now, that's because it seems to me that the reason would be they can't remember. They can't remember when they're in. That's what tests are typically about. Using your memory to come up with the correct answer. Isn't that what a test is?
You bet.
Demonstrating that you can remember how to do it. So when in surgery, Dr. Shealy, the last thing I want to do is have one of these, you know, young students performing surgery on me. One of these students that can't remember has to pull out a smartphone and say, I can't remember exactly what I'm supposed to cut here. And what do I do when the bleeding gets out of control? I don't want one of those students working on me. I want somebody who actually has experience and who has it committed to memory. That's what I'd like. Actually, that's what I would insist on. So there you have it.
My favorite quote of all time. I gave a talk on nutrition to the Greene County Medical Society at their request. It was an hour long. It was an hour of questions afterwards. And one of the physicians said, "Norm, where do you get all this information?" I said, "From PubMed." He said, "What's PubMed?"
Are you serious?
I'm now. you think I'd joke about something like this? I mean, I spend hours a week searching for literature, but I want the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here we have physicians whose business it is to heal bodies, to give advice and counsel to people who are sick in some way, and they don't do the research. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly.
That's necessary to be proficient in their area of specialization or expertise.
Got it.
Okay. Well, speaking of lazy, and I think that's what we're talking about, one of the things that goes into the equation of what you're describing with physicians not knowing and being lazy. Well, there's another study, and this study is pretty disgusting. And that is that one in six people, and because now with the COVID, the lockdowns, and working from home, etc., people are participating in conference calls from home. But one in six has reported that they are working on conference calls from the toilet. So they're sitting down there with their laptop or notebook computer on their lap, on the toilet, conducting business with conference calls. No kidding. They're in their pajamas, they're or less, and they're on the can.
I've never even thought about taking a computer to the toilet.
Now, that's nothing. Okay, that's nothing. So there was a another study, and they found that 92% of people take their mobile phone into the bathroom.
Wow.
And more than 60% of them say that they are checking social media while they are relieving themselves. Another 49% are checking the news. So I guess they're multitasking. They're almost half of the respondents are checking the news while they're on the can. That's unbelievable to me.
I wouldn't want to do a culture of their computer.
I'll bet it would look very much like the culture that you would find from a sewer pipe. Well, okay. So those are some of the things that we have found with smartphones and how people are using them, etc. Okay, Missouri reported a record number of COVID-19 deaths in a single day on Saturday, 2 days ago. So we smashed the record for deaths, COVID-19. And here's what it says. So far, and this is KansasCity.com. So the update for August 29th, we've had 82,000 cumulative cases, 1,496 deaths, and 1,198 new cases with 32 deaths in 24 hours, and a 12.2% positivity rate. Any comments when we come back, Dr. Shu?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M. S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor, and he is also a doctor of philosophy. Both. Dr. Shealy, so we've had a record number of COVID-19 cases this week just passed. In Missouri, 82,000, roughly, cumulative cases. Roughly 1,500 total deaths. And roughly 1,200 new cases and 32 deaths in the last 24 hours with a 12.2% positive testing rate. Any comments of what you think causes that? Or what? Yes.
Slightly worse than the dumb phone.
Okay.
There's not a fact that has been published by any side of what this whole fake pukademic is that is accurate. The CDC and the FDA and other government organizations are evil to the core by insisting that people be signed out as dying or having this disease without proof of it. I've had numerous reports of people saying they know someone who committed suicide who was signed out as dying of the virus. I don't believe anything that any media says. Period.
And you know, that's one of the planks to destroy a country is to create confusion within the populace, to absolutely confuse us. And they're doing a fabulous job. The mainstream media is, from every level, from state governments to county governments to the federal government, the level of confusion, the level of changing their minds. If some of these policies are laws, it's impossible. It's impossible to keep up with them because they keep reversing and re-reversing and re-reversing their positions. And it's impossible to know, for the average person to know what the latest is, what the latest reversal of the position of mask, no mask, lockdown, etc. is. Nobody can keep up with it. And it's causing the police to beat people up for noncompliance of something that some rule that has been revoked. So nobody can keep up with it, and it's really making people angry. And so what we've learned from this is that we are now seeing how stupid the people who we thought were smarter than that are. And I'm talking about the people who have been selected to represent us. Those people are really pretty dumb. And they are really illiterate in terms of knowing what is really happening. And this proves, and dishonest, right? And this proves that you don't have to be very smart to be selected as a representative. What you really need to be is pliable, someone who is easily bribed by the deep state or by the Committee of 300 or their lackeys. That's what it's proving. Dr. Shilley, we have we've received some emails from some of our students, and they have written, and you can do this too, class, instructor at USA Prepares. I've kept this up, this email address, instructor@usaprepares.com. And one person wrote muscle cramps, you know, these sleeping at night and muscle cramps in the legs. Your thoughts? I know you've discussed this before, but why don't you do it again?
Well, top of my list is always magnesium lotion. That's the most common cause of muscle cramps deficiency.
Okay, a deficiency in magnesium absorbed best through the skin. You've proven that over and over again. And you can get the magnesium lotion or the magnesium spray. Not a commercial class. I use it. It works. It absolutely works. It's on the website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. What about twitching of the eyes, Dr. Shilley? I remember when I was younger, you know, sometimes my eyelid would just twitch and it'd go away. You know, and it wasn't like constant. It would just happen, and, you know, years later it might happen again for a few seconds. What causes that?
Well, it's a stress. I mean, every symptom means that some stress is overriding the normal system. All disease is a malfunction, if you will, because of more stress than that individual can handle. It can affect any organ in the body.
Wow. Very simply said, a very powerful statement. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An active Atlantic tropical storm and hurricane season continues. The National Hurricane Center now saying it's watching a low-pressure system that is currently near Wilmington, North Carolina. And hurricane specialist Eric Blake says it has a very good chance of becoming at least a cyclone within the next 2 days.
Right now, it's expected to stay offshore, but we're still monitoring it to make sure that it stays off the North Carolina Outer Banks.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 25 million people worldwide, and the U.S. is closing in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more deaths, bringing the nationwide total to more than 183,000 fatalities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With an update on the hundreds of fires burning in California, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment on Sunday morning as it burned 377,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. The 84,000-acre CZU Lightning Fire was 35% contained in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Also, CAL FIRE said that the BTU-TGU Lightning Complex Fire in Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties has burned about 59,000 acres and is at 40% containment.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Today, God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, I'd like to give you a little tip. Now, I might be doing some tips later on this week. Things from my unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book. But one of the things that I'd like to mention to you from that book is about surge protection. It's real simple. And I found on eBay, I sent this information to some of our instructors who I thought might benefit from it. This is a surge protector that you can plug just if you have a duplex receptacle, you just push this thing on. It becomes like a cover plate with 6 outlets. So it just installs in 10 seconds, maybe 3 seconds. And all you do is just push this over, unplug whatever's in that wall outlet, and push this on, and now you have 6 outlets instead of 2. And built in are metal oxide varistors. And it attenuates surges starting at 330 volts. And it does it on all 3 legs of the North American power system. So it's the right way to do it. And the reason I'm mentioning this, and I'll tell you how you can find it, it's on eBay. If you buy one of them, it's $6.99 shipped. $7 shipped, okay? If you buy two or more, if you buy 2 to 3 of them, it's $6.64. Now, I wouldn't recommend anything that I haven't bought. And I bought 2 of these. So I paid $6.64 each, shipped, from eBay. Now, they are new old stock. And what happened was, I believe, I did a little bit of research, and there was a power utility in Florida that I believe was offering these to their customers. And they had extras. This is my belief. Now, these are top quality, well made by a company called Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N. It's an old company. It's an old American company. And they make electrical devices like plugs, receptacles, outlets, and other equipment. Well, if you type in, go to eBay, and you type in Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N, gray, as in color, G-R-A-Y, 6-outlet, 6, the number 6, dash O-U-T-L-E-T, space, surge protector, you'll find it. Okay, and they have more than 10 of them available. $6.99 if you want one. And you can buy up to 10 of them or more, and they go down to $6.15 each shipped. Okay, I bought them, and they're outstanding. And I bought 2 of them. I have one in the kitchen, and I have one in the studio. Now, here's what you do with it. You plug it in to the outlet closest to your breaker panel, whatever's closest to it, and it will protect downstream most of the other receptacles in your house. So all you have to do to have some surge protection for your whole house is to just get one of these things and plug it into the outlet nearest to your breaker panel, and it will help protect all the other outlets. Not completely, but it'll be way better than doing nothing. Now, why am I saying this? Because at the bottom of the hour news, you just heard that there are a couple hundred fires going on in California. And every time there's a fire, electricity is taken out of service. The grid gets shut down in certain areas. And the power goes on and off and on and off and on and off. And that creates the surges. And that will destroy your equipment, or it can destroy your equipment. So, for less than $7, you can have some protection. Okay? So if you have any questions about that, you can call me in another broadcast. I'll be glad to flesh that out for you, tell you how it all works. You might want to call in on Friday. Bert's going to be back with us on Friday. That'd be a good time to talk about it. So I just wanted to share that. Dr. Shealy, any questions about that? Because I sent you a copy of that.
Where do you put the second one?
Okay, well, here's how it really works. So in North America, in the North American wiring system, we have, I'm going to refer to this as by colors. So in your breaker panel, you have a red wire coming in, a black wire coming in, and a bare wire coming in. And between the bare wire and the red is 120 volts. Between the bare wire and the black wire is 120 volts. Between the black and the red is 240 volts. So there's a 50-50 chance that you'll be protecting at least half of your wiring in your house by just plugging the first one in. Now, if you can find 2 different receptacles that are on 2 different legs of that breaker panel, you'll be protecting the whole house pretty well, but you want to get it close. And let me explain why. So the closer you are to the breaker panel, the better this is going to work. And the reason is electricity is lazy. And electricity wants to have the closest path to ground as possible. So when lightning strikes, let's say the power lines coming into your farm, or power lines just down the road, it's looking for the ground. And it will keep traveling until it is fully attenuated, the lightning. And if it finds your house, if that's the quickest way to ground, the shortest distance, if it finds a surge protector first, the surge protector will attenuate a lot of that surge to the ground, which will prevent downstream damage. So let's say you have a surge protector. Where's your breaker panel? Is it near the kitchen?
It's right outside the kitchen in the hall.
Okay. So, and that's the way it may be in most houses. So if you have a breaker panel on the other side of the kitchen wall, and you plug this surge protector into an outlet that is closest to the breaker panel, that is going to be the closest attenuation to the ground. So the surge protector will send that stray electricity right to ground quickly. Now, farther away from that is your living room, right? In terms of electrical wiring, there's more feet of electrical wire to get to your living room and your bedroom, etc., than to get to that outlet in the kitchen. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So that means that your bedroom, let's say you have a clock radio or something like that in your bedroom, that would be more protected because the surge is going to want to find something closer than going all that way to your clock radio because it's farther away. So it's going to want to go right to ground, right from the kitchen. Okay. So that's the best way to do it. Now, the reason I said two of them is because you have two different legs in your breaker panel. One is going to be the red and one's going to be the black. Well, if you can work with someone and start shutting off breakers, and what you do is you have someone at the breaker panel and someone at the outlet, and you've got, this thing has a little red light, an LED that tells you that it's connected and it's working. So you have someone throw a circuit breaker on a circuit panel that they think is that particular outlet. And then, so you'll identify that because the light will go out when they shut that breaker off. Then they turn it back on. And then adjacent to that, either up or down, the next breaker, either higher or lower in your breaker panel, is going to be the other leg of that 240-volt circuit. And you find an outlet that's real close that the next breaker, either up or down, from the breaker that you just identified in your kitchen as being the breaker that controls that outlet with the surge protector. You go one breaker up or one breaker down, and you find one that you can plug in the other surge protector. Now you're protected on both sides of that 240-volt leg. That's how you do it. So it's going to be, and it'll work. It'll work. And the reason I know this is back in the 80s, I called, I was in charge of a computer department at a bank. And I wanted uninterruptible surge protection and power protection for our computers. So the largest, best company that I could find was American Power Conversion, APC. I called their engineers and I said, so here's my question. I want to buy your equipment, but I need the answer to this question first. So if I have a string of outlets in a room, okay, it's one circuit, and there's a string of outlets, so power comes into the first outlet box, and then it daisy chains to the second outlet box, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, etc. And I plug your surge equipment into one of those outlets. We'll say it's the first one in the chain. And I know my equipment is protected if I plug it into that outlet connected to that surge protection device. But what about downstream? What about the last outlet in that chain? Is that protected as well? And they said, wow, no one ever asked that question before. We'll have to check it out. So they did. They called me back, and they said, yeah, it is. It is. And they were surprised because they didn't know. And they said, yes, it is protected, but at a voltage of 75 volts higher. So typically, the voltage that your surge protector will work, it'll attenuate everything above 330 volts on a 120-volt circuit. But downstream, even if you don't have a device plugged into that surge protector, downstream the outlets are protected at 330 plus 75 volts. So 405 volts. So the answer is you get some protection. And it absolutely works. So that's why I'm recommending this. And it's real easy, and it's like $12 or $14 for two.
Great.
Now, I know I said that really quickly. Any questions about that, Dr. Shuley?
Go for it.
Okay. So, class, Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N, Gray, G-R-A-Y, 6 outlet surge protector. And what it has is coaxial cable TV, satellite TV protection as well. I'm not using that part of it. So it's got these two threaded F-type connectors on the top. We don't use those. We don't have that. We don't have satellite TV here, or any TV actually. So, but the 6 outlets with the surge protector is a great way to go. Okay, Dr. Shuley in Australia, Melbourne, Australia specifically. They had a big storm. Gwyneth was telling us about it, and they were cautioned to boil their water due to contamination because what happened was the pumps stopped working. The sewage treatment pumps stopped working, and raw sewage cross-connected with the fresh water supply. Happens all the time. Whenever there's a power failure and whether there's a big storm, water runs downhill, there's flooding, the sewage treatment plant is at the lowest point of a city or right outside the city, and it connects to the fresh water drinking supply. Happens all the time. And so they recommended to the residents of Melbourne, Australia, and the suburbs that they boil their water due to contamination. Can you describe for our class why boiling should be done for water and what it does? Will boiling remove the chemical toxins? Will it remove the pollutants as well as the bacteria or just the bacteria? What are your thoughts on boiling water and,
you know, does it make bacteria and viruses?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It will kill bacteria and viruses. At what temperature do you need to boil and for how long?
Now, that I'm not positive, but I would say a minimum of 30 minutes. And if the temperature is going to be, of course, above 212 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you've got, you know, if you're going to use a spaghetti pot, that kind of a thing, you know, stainless steel pot, you keep the lid on it, you can boil it, and the boiling will kill the bacteria and the viruses. But will it kill the chemical contaminants like the Roundup and the gasoline and the oil and the insecticide? No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's the point, class. Boiling water is good for bacteria and viruses, but it does not purify the water. It does not. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now here's something that's not often talked about, but, you know, names for babies. And there's been a survey, Dr. Sheely, in class that that 72% of the respondents believe that a unique name will help their child stand out from the crowd. Well, that makes sense, right? But do you really want to have your child have a name that is unique to the point where it is ridiculous? So, Dr. Sheely, when we were picking names for our children, we looked at names in the family. We looked at my dad's first name. We looked at his brother's first name. We looked at my godfather's first name, my grandfather's first name, etc. And it was kind of a point of honor naming our children after people we had the highest regard and respect for in our family. And that's what we did. And did you do something similar, Dr. Sheely, when you were naming your children?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to keep the initial CNS, because it means central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gone by my first name. I've always used my middle name. But our second child, we named Craig Norman. She needed to keep the CNS, central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, he became a psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about your daughter?
We had picked out Laura, and for some reason, I don't remember why, but it was a... But we had four friends who chose to name their daughters Laura, so we named our daughter Laurel. And our eldest, Brock, we named for Shardy's father, who was a wonderful friend of mine as well. And so, yeah, you pay attention to those things.
Yes, and that's what we did. Well, here are some names, new age names. Now, these may stand out on a resume so much, and these aren't the most, you know, outrageous of names. These are just you know, just over the center line, I guess, of what I would consider unusual. But I would be inclined, if I were reading resumes for employment, I would, believe it or not, I would read the resume, but my first judgment would be on the person's name. Believe it or not. I mean, you can say that I am sexist or I have some kind of bias. And the answer is, yeah, I do. I do. And so here are some New Age boys' names. Jaspin, J-A-S-P-I-N. Okay. Here's another one. Now, Ranger. Now, I know a dog named Ranger, and I know a car named Ranger or a truck. And there was a TV show called The Long Ranger. Here's another one. Renlow, W-R-E-N-L-O-W. That's new to me. Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-Y, Eastley. I guess that would be kind of like northerly or southerly or westwardly. Here's another one. Albion, A-L-B-I-O-N. Here's another one, Tovin, T-O-V-I-N. And then here's one named after a tree, cedar. Now, for New Age girls' names, Mavery, M-A-E-V-E-R-Y. Here's another one. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Idalia, I-D-A-L-I-A. Eva Beth, E-V-A-B-E-T-H, one word. Tessadora, T-E-S-S-A-D-O-R-A. Anna A-N-A-V-E-A-H. Jessa Lee, J-E-S-S-A-L-I-E. Sylvia Lee, S-Y-L-V-I-A-L-I-E. And Elizio Bell. So the point, I guess, is if you want your child to stand out by name, yeah, you can do that, but it's a double-edged sword. And you may find, or the child may find, that that is an albatross around the neck of the child when trying to get a job. Any thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yes. I think it's very important to put a lot of thought and research into looking at that.
Yeah,
and
because...
it's a choice.
Yeah, because your child is going to be saddled with that for the rest of his or her life, unless he or she decides to change it. And at what time does that happen? So, really, class, think about that. You know, Shantice, Shirell, I mean, really? Really? It's really a double-edged sword. So if you want to be unique, and there are even girls who have the name Unique. Unique. U-N-I-Q-U-E. With an accent mark. So, class, think about that because it will last them the rest of their lives. So put some thought into it. I'm sure you will. I'm not talking about our class. I'm just talking about other people. Other people that do these silly, dumb things. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your medical wisdom. And I will. When would you like to chat? And I can tell you about GCN.
11:30 would work.
What time?
11:30 would work. I have a patient at 11, but if you're available at 11:30, I would love to talk then.
Sure, just call me.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.